we've been doing this since 1998. And in 2009, the grade overall was a D. So in 2013, it nudged up to a D+. I had high hopes, but unfortunately, we're still holding strong at a D+, because some sectors did go up. We do invest, and there are bright spots in all 16 sectors. Unfortunately, other sectors went down, so the average is still a D+. First, I'll tell you about the poster child for what we should be doing. So that's rail. So in rail, last time, 2013, the grade was a C+, and rail jumped up over B-, and now it's a B. That's because freight rail, which is privately owned, a lot of private investment, so billions of dollars each year put into rail, and the grades show it. They've also used some Tiger grants to do some innovative things, and so they're moving ahead. That's when you do things right. A B is the best grade on this report card. Then you look at our worst performer, which is transit. Transit sitting at a D-. It went down since 2013. And one of the issues is we're just not maintaining. So we're deferring maintenance on our transit lines. Well, you see it in New York. I'm seeing it right now in D.C. because I come here quite a bit, and I've had to jump off at one station, go to a shuttle, and go to another station and ultimately get to my destination because they were doing some maintenance, serious maintenance, maintenance that's slowing down the user. So we're waiting until things get to the point where they're almost broken. And deferred maintenance means that it costs more to get it back into good condition than if you just put a little bit of money in every year and maintained it properly. Just like a car. You keep water in the radiator, you make sure that you've got oil, you keep good tires on it, you take care of your paint job by washing and waxing it every so often. Your car's going to look good. You don't do that, and all of a sudden, you might need a new transmission. That's when you defer maintenance. And that's what we're doing with our transit systems.